You're listening to the Irish Shamanism Show, a podcast all about Irish nature-based spirituality, healing and community. My name's Anna, a native Irish Bamfaza, or woman of knowledge, aka a tribal healer or shamanic practitioner, to give it a more well-known term. I'm also a holistic counsellor and psychotherapist, trainer, and ordained pagan priest and celebrant. In this show, we'll be discussing all things to do with traditional Irish and Celtic healing methods, nature-based spirituality, and what it's like to be a modern Irish pagan. I will also be chatting to some very exciting and interesting members of the wider pagan community for their take on Indigenous spirituality, paganism, traditional healing practices, and many other related topics, issues, and concerns. So thanks for tuning in. Fill your cauldron with your beverage of choice. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Fáil te romhaibh agus beannacht tí. Hello, and welcome back to episode 3 of the Irish Shamanism Show. In this episode, I will be gently guiding you on a virtual walk through nature today as we immerse ourselves in the beautiful, soothing green energy of the woods in the summertime, along with the sound of the drum in the background to help us focus as our minds start to wander, as they often do. I hope you enjoy it, and please listen to the end where I let you know how you can get more of this great content if you do like it. So let's get on with it. Allow your body to settle and relax comfortably. If your legs or arms are crossed, please uncross them and settle yourself into whatever you're lying or sitting on. Take a nice big breath, fill your lungs full, and breathe out to let go from deep inside. And now simply follow your breath in and out, allowing each breath to refresh you on many, many levels. When you're ready to close your eyes, begin to shift your attention away from the world around you and into your inner realm of imagination and spirit, knowing that this will be fully relaxing and an enjoyable experience for you. Take a big breath in and sigh it all the way out. And let your imagination take you out into the woods for an adventure that will help you feel gently refreshed, so you can feel like yourself again, rejuvenated and restored. These woods are quite a special place, and a place where you can escape and feel safe. It's your own private hideaway. And you find yourself there now. Maybe it's a place you have been to before, or maybe it's the woods of your childhood, or somewhere you would like to visit. But it's a place of safety, comfort, and magical connection with all living beings. It's the perfect perfect kind of day to be outside. It's warm and the temperature feels great on your skin. Overhead, the sky is a clear blue. The sunlight surrounds you with a healing light and warms you through and through. The clouds form into all sorts of shapes as they drift by. And as the clouds come and go, your worries evaporate with them. Your mind clears like the depth and expanse of the infinite sky above. The trees are magnificent, and the woods are brimming with life. You can hear the birdsong and the buzzing of bees on the air, and smell the scents of the summer flowers. Imagine yourself walking along a path within these woods. Take a little time and notice what this path is like. How wide is it? What is it made of? How does it feel to be walking on it? Can you feel the earth or grass below your feet? Are your fingers brushing long grasses that grow beside the path? And with each step you take, notice how you feel more and more alive, with a bounce in your step. And it's hard to not feel the happiness and joy bubbling up inside you. Walking feels effortless and invigorating, like you're gliding upon a magic carpet. Walking along, your tiredness just melts away. More and more, you notice feeling renewed and revived with boundless energy. There's a spring in your step, and it feels so right to be here at this time. Looking around, notice your surroundings. There are many types of native trees, of oaks, birch, beech, elm, ash, whitethorn, blackthorn, rowan, and every other tree native to these lands. All are different shapes and sizes. Each one is inspiring in its own special way. And perhaps there's a rainbow of smiling wildflowers dancing in the light. And the smell of the woods comes alive within you. Notice the sounds that come and go. Perhaps you hear the sound of a gentle breeze rustling through the leaves. the songs of the birds, or an occasional bark of a dog off in the distance. What other sounds can you notice? The sunlight streams through, beaming a golden light that dapples through the branches above, casting shadows here and there. And the air tingles, and the woods sparkle with life. It feels radiant, and the fresh air renews your energy with each and every breath you take. Walking along at a comfortable pace, following your curiosity and losing yourself in the sounds, the smells, and the colors all around. Off in the distance, you start to notice the sound of water, and it sparks your curiosity as to where it's coming from. It might even be a waterfall. So you turn in a new direction, not sure what you'll find. And going around a corner on your path, you discover a beautiful stream that is gurgling and chuckling by, the water running over the rocks like a dance. And the water's surface glimmers and glows, being aware of the water as it streams by. If you wish, you can take a moment to dip your feet and legs into this refreshing water. And it feels so cleansing. And you feel invigorated with energy, relishing each and every moment. And you're reminded that this very stream gradually flows into the river that eventually joins the oceans of the earth. Take a moment to reflect on that in this place of great soothing energy. Now you're back on your path again. Notice how the canopy of trees overhead feels protected and comforting, and how the leaves whisper your name in the soft breeze. And the sunlight sparkles through, bringing its warmth and wonder to everything it shines upon. And you drink in its beauty, soaking its magic deep, deep into your heart and soul. And now you become aware that there's a clearing up ahead. And as you enter, you feel the clearing is carpeted in softness. And it feels magical and enchanted. Take some time to explore this special place. How large is it? What do you notice on the horizon? What is the air like? What sort of plant and animal life are present there? Is captured with watching the squirrels and rabbits darting about. Notice the birds and insects flying from place to place, singing their soothing songs. And notice all the other wildlife busy at work and at play. Notice how boundless energy begins surging through you. And you feel like joining in all the activity, feeling the urge to enjoy yourself and play along with those animals, birds and insects. So go and enjoy their company and have fun exploring, discovering, and playing. Perhaps you'd like to fly like a bird or climb a tree like a squirrel and be carefree. In the distance, you notice a special place that has a hammock and a park bench and a swing, and you find yourself walking over that way, and you choose one and you settle into it. Letting go of all your worries, stresses, anxieties, and thoughts. Enjoying yourself completely and allowing yourself to totally relax and let your spirit soar. From this extraordinary space, you begin feeling lighter and freer and easier, feeling the surge of life pulsing throughout you, replenishing your energy. And each time you breathe, you know you are being completely restored. Deep down in the earth, from an unending and powerful source of peace, love, and vitality. And you feel your energy and enthusiasm pouring back into you.
to continue on with a love in your heart and a willingness to trust in your soul. Now it's time to come back from your woodland adventure, noticing how your energy and resourcefulness have grown and expanded, and knowing without a doubt that you can come back to this special and sacred place again and again. And each time you do, your experience will deepen and grow, and you will always be restored, refreshed, and renewed. So whenever you're ready, let's take one final cleansing deep breath together. To reconnect body, mind, and soul. In through the nose and out through the mouth. And you can start to feel your earthly body again and the chair or bed below you. To wriggle your fingers and move your toes. And finally, to open your eyes and have a good stretch. Feeling full of life, alert and ready for whatever comes next. And don't forget to hydrate throughout the day, and keep your mind open and all your senses open for this process to continue. We call this the spiral, where the process continues deep within you. So keep an eye on your dreams at night, and keep an eye on signs from nature, a call of a bird or an animal you might see, or the shape of a tree. Can all help us to understand the world around us and understand what's going on inside of us. So thank you so much for tuning in to the Irish Shamanism Show podcast today. I really hope you enjoyed this virtual walk in the woodlands with me. And if you have any questions or comments or ideas for future episodes, guided meditations or journeys, or even guests that you might like to hear interviewed, then please don't hesitate to message me at contact@irishshamanism.com, or you can go onto the website irishshamanism.com and contact me through the form that you find on there. And I did promise you that I would let you know where you can find other content, and you can also find this on my website. You know, you can always catch up with me on Facebook or Instagram as well, under the same name. And if you haven't already done so, then, and you'd like to help me out, because this really does help me out a lot, and it also lets me know that you're enjoying what I'm doing, you can like and subscribe to this podcast. And if you're feeling really generous and you really want to help me out, then you could leave a review and click on the stars as well. 5 is always best, and that really does help me out. So I look forward to chatting to you again and joining you again in this space of communication. My next podcast will probably be another conversion of one of my blogs into audio, because I'm slowly working through them. But I'll also be interviewing a very exciting guest, and my first guest on my new podcast. And that'll be coming out very soon. You really don't want to miss that. So I'm going to say goodbye now. Thanks again for tuning in. And slán agus beannacht.